Polak, new Lee Smith book should stop impeachment inquiry in its tracks. By Joel B. Polak on October 30, 2019. Lee Smith's book, The Plot Against the President, the true story of how Congressman Devin Nunes uncovered the biggest political scandal in U.S. history, does more than recount the story of how Hillary Clinton was able to recruit federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies to smear her rival, an effort that became an attempt to remove the president from office. It suggests the present impeachment inquiry is the fruit of that poison tree. Smith follows the efforts of former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, RCA, as he discovered the truth about the outgoing Obama administration's efforts to unmask the names of Americans caught up in the government's foreign surveillance and leak them, illegally, to the media. Nunes and his Objective Medusa team found that the FBI had likely misled the FISA court to obtain warrants by hiding the partisan origins of evidence. Along the way, the mainstream media colluded with the FBI and with Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm first hired through the Washington Free Beacon to dig up dirt on Trump during the Republican primary, and then paid by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, who laundered their payments through the Perkins Coie law firm. The media relied on Fusion GPS for scoops and helped the FBI plant its evidence. Some of the story will be familiar to those who have followed the story of the phony Russia collusion theory over the past 3+ years. But Smith also breaks new ground. He argues, convincingly, that the so-called dossier compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele for Fusion GPS was actually a rehash of earlier work. 4 proto-dossiers that were put together with the help of Nellie Orr, wife of Department of Justice official Bruce Orr. Smith fills in key gaps in the story, suggesting that the original motivation for the dossier was not necessarily to stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency, since few imagined he could, anyway, but to set Trump up as the fall guy in the event Clinton's missing emails were ever discovered and released. They wanted to make the story about how the emails were discovered, rather than how they were hidden and deleted by Clinton in the first place. Their efforts later roped the FBI into an attempt to stop Trump from being elected, and, once elected, to stop him from taking office, and, once in office, to have him removed. Special Counsel Robert Mueller was meant to deliver the goods, even though everyone involved knew that the goods were not there. Mueller and former FBI Director James Comey had hoped to entrap Trump in obstructing justice, a claim that Democrats are still hoping to use as part of the basis for impeachment. But Nunes and new Attorney General William Barr put a stop to the scheme, as did Mueller himself, in his bumbling testimony. In criminal law, there is a doctrine known as the fruit of the poison tree. Prosecutors are barred from bringing evidence that was obtained illegally or through violations of a defendant's constitutional rights. In this case, the Democrats' evidence, such as it is, of Trump's alleged obstruction of justice was obtained through a corrupt process. Crimes may also have been committed along the way, as U.S. Attorney John Durham may soon report. The Ukraine allegations are arguably the fruit of the same poison tree. They were manufactured by Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, who lied to the public about his contact with the so-called whistleblower, who himself, or herself, may have violated rules by going straight to the House Intelligence Committee with complaints about Trump's Ukraine call. Schiff's credibility, marred by years of lying about Russia collusion, also taints the latest inquiry. Smith's book is a chilling read. It is well written, with all the suspense of a suspense thriller, one that documents real-life events. By sheer coincidence, it is being released as Democrats launch their latest coup effort, one that recapitulates claims of collusion, this time with Russia's enemy. The story told in The Plot Against the President justifies Trump's efforts to find out Ukraine's role in what happened, and ought to stop impeachment in its tracks. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.